This has only been confirmed in the last few years. At the time, there was a lot of talk that this catastrophic event could be the origin of the biblical flood, but scientists and theologians both agreed that it wasn't.
Seems with what we've discovered that the debate isn't over yet.
Hold on a second, Juan said as a thought struck him.
These tablets were written in cuneiform. That comes from Mesopotamia and Samaria, not the Black Sea region.
Like I said, this is a very early form of the writing style, and it was most likely brought southward by people leaving the Black Sea region and taken up by those other civilizations. Trust me on this, Chairman. The tablets you found are going to fundamentally alter our understanding of ancient history.
I believe you. Go on.
Okay, so this one seaside village thought the rising waters would never stop. Like I said, it took a year of flooding to match the sea level, so I can imagine how they came to that conclusion. They also write that with so many refugees, there was a great deal of sickness. Dr. Huxley interrupted. It would have been the same stuff we see today in refugee populations, things like dysentery, typhus, and cholera. Eric picked up the thread of his story again. Instead of joining the mass exodus, they cannibalized the buildings in their town to build a boat that was large enough to take all 400 of them. They don't mention the dimensions, but did say the timber hull was caulked with bitumen and then sheathed in copper. Now, this was at the very beginning of the Copper Age, so it must have been a prosperous area to have enough of the metal to cover the hull of a ship that size. They brought livestock, like cattle, pigs, sheep, and goats, as well as chickens, and enough silage to last them a month.
I'd estimate the boat was at least 300 feet long for all of that.
The computer agrees. It came up with 318 feet, with a beam of 43 feet. She probably would have had three decks, with the animals on the bottom, supplies in the middle, and the villagers on top.
What about propulsion?
Sails. Cabrillo held up a hand.
Sails didn't appear until 2,000 years after the period we're talking about.
Eric scrolled down on the laptop sitting in front of him. Here's a direct translation. From two stout poles anchored to the deck, a sheet of animal skins was stretched to catch the wind. He looked up. Sounds like a sail to me.
I'll be damned. Keep going.
The water eventually rose high enough to float the boat, and they started off. It's kind of ironic, because they must have started their journey not long before the water level stabilized. Otherwise, they never would have made it out of the Black Sea. Anyway, they stayed at sea much longer than a month. In the places where they tried to land, they either couldn't find fresh water, or they were attacked by people already living there. After 5 lunar months, countless storms, and the loss of 20 people, the boat finally grounded, and no amount of work could get it free.
Where?
The area is described as a world of rock and ice. Julia leaned forward to catch Juan's eye. This is where Eric and I started using some deductive reasoning.
Okay, where?
Northern Norway.
Why Norway?
Eric replied, You found the tablets in a facility that Imperial Japan's Unit 731 used to perfect biological weapons. The Japanese were very keen on this kind of research, unlike a certain ally that preferred chemical agents to do their mass killings.
You mean the Nazis?
Who else would have given the tablets to them?
Juan rubbed his eyes. Hold it. I'm missing something here. Why would Unit 731 want some old writings about an ancient boat?
The disease, Julia said. The one that broke out on the boat after they landed. The scribe who wrote the tablets described it in detail. As best I can tell, it was an airborne hemorrhagic fever with a contagion level equal to influenza. It killed half their population before burning itself out. What's really interesting is, only a small handful of the survivors could bear children after they recovered. A few managed to breed with the indigenous people living nearby, but the virus had made most of them sterile. If the Japanese were looking for a way to pacify mainland China, Eric said, they would definitely be interested in a disease like this. Julia and I think that aside from the tablets, the Germans also gave them any mummified bodies they found when they discovered the boat.
Ah, I get it now. If the Japanese got the tablets from the Germans, you're guessing they found them in Norway, because Germany occupied Norway starting in 1940.
Right. We guessed Norway, most likely a fjord on the northern coast, which is sparsely populated and largely unexplored.